The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award for the years 2010 and 2011. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. During the week,
feel free to email us any questions, or if you'd like to hear a topic discussed, send that to us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Find us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. We also have all of our archived radio shows on that front page. Today with us for the second week in a row is Ken Magnata, owner of Magnata Hardwood Floors Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
And a little bit of background on you, please. How long have you been in business and installing and refinishing floors, please?
I've been in business 16 years now.
Okay. And your company has been in business for?
My company's been in business for 13 years. I've been doing it for 16 years.
Okay. So you've been doing it quite some time. You're the pro. That's why you're here with us today. And last week we talked about new floors, installing new hardwood floors, and also some refinishing things that you've done in the past, refinishing floors and how you deal with stains and humps and bumps and that sort of thing. We also talked about the difference between wood floors and carpeting and laminate floors. So this week, I thought I'd ask you a few questions about what kind of work, interesting work, have you been coming across lately? Anything you want to talk about?
Yes. Recently, we did have a situation where a customer called us and had some work done, you know, from a sandless company. They had some stains in their floor from their pets, and I guess they were told that, you know, they would come out by having that process done, and unfortunately, it didn't come out, so we had gotten a call, and we knew that, you know, right away when we saw it, when we walked in, that it most likely had to get sanded. And
so a sandless company doesn't sand, the obvious. That's why it's called sandless.
Right.
They use chemicals, correct?
I believe so. I believe they really just give the floor a deep cleaning, an intensive cleaning, and, you know, abrade it, you know, with maybe chemicals. So it'll accept a couple of coats of probably water-based polyurethane. Maybe they'll do a couple of coats in one day. So, you know, things like, you know, stains, you want to change the color of the floor, it's not going to really happen with something like a sandless company like that that doesn't use a sander to take the finish back down the bare wood.
Okay, so you came in, you did your thing, and you corrected the situation?
We did. We ended up going with a dark stain since the customer didn't want to repair. You know, another thing we could do is we could repair the stains if there's only a few of them. But this was everywhere, so we ended up going with a dark stain, and it did, you know, believe it or not, mask the pet stains where you couldn't even really tell where they were. And then, you know, did a few coats of polyurethane over the stain.
Okay. So when you're doing your sanding and buffing and things like that, does it create a lot of dust?
It doesn't really create that much dust. We don't really hang plastic or anything like that. We have state-of-the-art vacuum systems on our main sander, and our small edger that we use around the perimeter of the room has a dust containment hooked up to it. So, you know, really, you can walk through the room while we're doing the sanding process, and there's really not that much dust that you could even see.
Is this something that you tell a homeowner to maybe leave the property for some time, a couple hours, days? Do they have to leave or can they stay?
No, actually, most people stay in the house while we're doing our work, and they're there staying at night because, you know, once we start laying the finish down, usually the first coat dries in 2 hours, then you can walk on it. And the second and third coat, we're usually getting them down earlier in the morning, and they might take maybe 6 hours to dry if we're using oil-based, maybe only 3 hours if we're using water-based. And then you could walk on the floor again. And usually the smell dissipates, you know, soon after the finish dries. So, no, everybody usually is still in the house and able to get through the area that we're even working on, you know, as soon as the, you know, each coat is dry.
Okay, great. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Ken Magnata, owner of Magnata Hardwood Floors Company. Now, Ken, when people are staying there, do they get in your way?
Usually not.
Okay. They're not hovering over you, watching your every movement?
No, most of them aren't. Most of them.
Okay. Now, what I was thinking of when you were talking about the products that you use and how quickly they dry, do you also have something that's a fast dry product that you can offer?
We do. We do offer a faster drying, you know, waterborne finish. You know, the one I like to use has a catalyzer that you add to it, so it's got a short pot life, and they can tend to run 3 times more per gallon than a gallon of oil base. But I don't really, you know, charge that much more for, you know, that, you know, water based finish, you know, sometimes because we might save some hours on labor time and maybe, you know, do it in, you know, 1 day less. So
Right. So you can move on to your next job. But I would think that like in a high traffic area or somewhere like where you only have one staircase to the second floor in the house, you would probably have to use a product like that, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what about, there's places that also offer or advertise that they're dustless hardwood floor. They're a dustless hardwood floor company. Is that sort of like what you're doing? Because you don't have a lot of dust when you're doing...
Well, I don't think anybody's going to give you 100% dust-free sanding.
Well, there's promotions out there that I've seen on Facebook, and they claim to be dustless. I don't know how that could be.
Right. I mean, everything goes into, you know, a hose that goes into a containment system, so most... You know, those companies that are advertising that way are probably talking about that.
Okay. I didn't understand.
Yeah, I remember the old machines. They were these big, heavy drums. Junk, 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 junk. And there was dust everywhere. You're saying the new... I haven't done it in a long time, obviously. But there's vacuums built right into them and like HEPA filters.
Yes.
And really?
Yeah,
wow.
Nowadays there is.
That's nice. Coming out of the Stone Age.
So what else have you come across lately? You know, a lot of what's in women's fashion these days are high heel stiletto type looking shoes.
Oh, there we go. This is good.
Do we have any problems with hardwood flooring regarding those types of shoes?
Yes, actually we do. I could tell you a story where we just came across a situation where some high heels, you know, with the real skinny points on them, the pencil points, were, you know, unbeknownst to the customer, they had, you know, warned them, you know, in one of the rooms there, and those little dots were everywhere.
Ding, ding,
impregnated.
Ding, ding.
Throughout the whole kitchen.
Went through all the layers of finish. And
went through all the finish.
All the finish.
And dented the wood.
Dented the wood.
What kind of wood was it?
Oak.
Oak? It dented it.
Yeah. To the point where you can't, a recoat won't get the dents out. So any way to get those out if they're really going to annoy you, and, you know, most people this would annoy, is the sand that, again, take all the finish back off, back to the bare wood. And
now they don't wear shoes in the house.
That's correct. Big sign. Shoes off.
Remove shoes, right?
Remove high heels.
Okay, so how many times could you do that to a floor before you have to install a new floor? I mean, how many times can you really sand a floor?
I would say probably at least a half a dozen times before you get down to the tongue and groove of a solid wood 3/4 inch floor. You know, as long as you recoat the floor maybe every 5 years, you know, on a first level, you know, you could go every 30 years before you need another sanding.
Right. As long as you don't wear those types of shoes.
So, even all these pre-finished floors that say, oh, we have a 50-year warranty, they should every 5 years?
No, those you could go longer. Those, you know, most likely you could get 15 years before you need a recoat. But if you have anything in the kitchen, you get 10 times more traffic than any other room. You might want to, keep up with a maintenance coat earlier.
We talked about this last week. You do the maintenance coat over.
Right. We'll do a recoat.
Over those baked on floors.
Even over pre-finish, as long as you don't use any products that have any wax in it or oil soaps. So we'll give our customers a maintenance sheet and tell them, don't use any Murphy's oil soap or don't use any products with wax in it. Don't use any products that, have polyurethane in it that actually say they restore, the sheen of the finish.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that should restore the sheen of the finish is another, coat of polyurethane.
Right, and we were talking about this last week. You said, you clean them with what? What do you recommend to clean them with?
I recommend you could use something so simply as just one part white vinegar to four parts water. Vinegar and water, put it in a spray bottle on the spritz mode and just stand
spray
up.
It and,
just
and use
spritz a 4x4 area and just dry it with the tack. Tack it with a dry mop that you can buy at any of the home centers. Or at any of the home centers, you can buy, at least a few different brands of hardwood floor and laminate cleaner.
Okay.
That also come, some of them with a mop kit that has the dry mop included in it. And you just stand up and simply spritz it on the floor and just tack it.
This is for any type of floor, with a finish, without a finish?
Well, for laminate, hardwood floors, laminate,
yeah,
and tile, if you really wanted to, you could use it on tile.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try that at home because we have the Bellawood cleaner, and we pay $7 a bottle for it. So yeah. We'll try that at home.
We'll try that. Why not?
We'll let you know.
Before break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
We have a two-unit, a double, an up and a down, located at 123 East Elm Street in Dunmore. Each unit has three bedrooms and one bath, and the units are in great condition. The kitchens were remodeled, the wiring was done, the flooring was redone, including tile in the kitchen and the bath. It also has a large two-car garage that could be used by the tenants or rented out. Also, the exterior of the building is brick and stucco for nice curb appeal and a maintenance-free exterior. So if you're looking for a two-family home in Dunmore, give us a call about 123 East Elm Street for $129,000, and that is listed by our office.
It's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ready from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
You're joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, Phil Realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning again, Pat. And our special guest, Ken Magnata, owner of Magnata Hardwood Floors, CEO, president, commander-in-chief, all of that good stuff.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
You've been installing and refinishing floors for 16 years.
Yes.
And I know that you do a great job. What has something maybe recently that you've done been like a challenge to you, one of the most challenging jobs that you've had to encounter lately and perform your services, and it came out good? Can you think of any?
Well, I would say probably sanding a floor that had probably at least 12 layers of finish on it from, you know, probably 50, 60 years. You know, some of the old shellacs and varnishes that even the roughest sandpaper that you use on the sander doesn't even, you know, pick it back to bare wood just on the first cut.
Wow. So you've tackled that, and you've overcome that, and it's now a beautiful floor, I'm sure.
Yes.
How many weeks did that take?
At least one good week.
All right.
Really?
Okay. Well, you're good at what you do. Do you recommend that people do this themselves?
I do not.
There's a lot of people out there that like to do it themselves. Pat, you're one of them.
Yeah.
And so why? Why would you tell somebody not to think twice about it?
Well, it's very physical work to begin with, then. And you have to wear usually a dust mask all day and a respirator when you're putting finish down. And
you tell me now. You tell me 10 years after I've done it. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You could actually do, you know, some good damage to your floor. You know, if you try to rent a sander and sand it yourself, you can, you know, really start to dig a hole in the floor if you're not, you know, starting to move. Walk a little bit while you start to slowly put that drum down. So if you're not experienced using the machinery, then you can really damage it. And boy, it's just a really physical undertaking.
So after I sand my floor unevenly and make it look like the ocean with all the waves, then I have to call you in to straighten it out?
You gotta call me to straighten it out.
How many homeowners have you had to bail out over the years? I'm sure plenty, right?
Oh, plenty. Dozens, I would say.
All right. So, and you were even talking on the break how the polyurethane, the mixture has changed, and now you're even at a loss sometimes as to how to apply it quickly because it's drying over here really fast. And
that's right. You really need your experience, you know, with even putting the finish down, because that's what you see as the end result. So you really need to know what you're doing, so, you know, you're not doing a row of finish and then coming back and doing another row and then have another one set up on you already and
have a mess on your
hands. It starts to look awful and you have to resand it. It's just another reason why, you know, a novice should not try this, because it's just, you know, very easy to have the floor, you know, really not look good by, you know, gouging it or trying to put the finish down, and not to mention the fumes of the finish, you know, how strong they are. But you can really get a lot of buildup of, you know, dust in your finish, and it just dries that way, and it's so hard to sand to just screen that out with another recoat. So it might end up working to be, you know, more costly to you.
In the long run, sure.
In the
sure.
long run, if you try to do it yourself.
What do you recommend? There's all these different types of woods out there, and half inch and quarter inch and three quarter inch and engineered and this, that, and the other thing. What's your recommendation in terms of all of that?
I always recommend going with solid wood, solid three-quarter inch wood, whether it's unfinished or pre-finished, if at all possible, in whatever species you go with, because it's just going to last hundreds of years. You know, all you really have to do is sand it maybe once every 30 years, just keeping up with recoats. You'll pay almost the same amount per square foot for the material of something thinner than three-quarter inch. So I always recommend, you know, economically, the best value in a floor is something solid wood, three-quarter inch thick.
Good advice. Okay, before the break, we talked about, you know, these companies out there that offer services that they refinish the floors or do something differently, and they're sandless products or dustless products that they use, and their methods usually are the chemical methods. You don't use any type of chemicals, correct? Did I hear you correctly?
That's correct. We don't.
Strippers or anything like that?
We just sand the floor, which all goes into the vacuum system, and just use new urethane on the floor, so there's no chemicals that are used whatsoever.
Do you recommend hardwood floors? I'm the type of person that can have hardwood everywhere, in every room. And not so with some people, but other people do feel the same way. Do you recommend floors in kitchens and bathrooms, hardwood floors?
Kitchens, I think it's 50-50 on with the wood in the kitchen, depending on, maybe how large your family is, if you have kids still. But bathrooms, I definitely would not recommend the wood going in a bathroom, because there's just too much moisture in a bathroom, too much areas, to get, water, from the bathtub.
Too much could go wrong.
The floor is going to possibly cup on you and
buckle.
And yeah, it's just not a good one of these spots that you really don't want to put it in.
Okay.
Is in a bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've seen
it's a bathroom. In the bathroom.
They're beautiful, though.
It looks great as long as you don't use the bathroom and get water on the floor.
Well, all right. I don't know about that.
They look
that.
Great in a magazine.
That's what. Yes,
they do. We looked at it in a magazine. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. Okay, so what about when we have a child? Jessica, our producer, has a child, and a lot of children play with different types of projects, glues, dye kits. Have you ever come across anything like that?
I have, actually. Just recently I came across a homeowner whose child had spilled some dye on a bedroom floor, and it went right in, pretty deep into the wood.
It went through the carpeting into the floor.
That's right. It went through the carpeting into the floor.
It was white carpeting. The blue stain. I'm just kind of, I'm helping you out here. Blue stain through the white carpeting into the hardwood floor. And you had to straighten it out.
And we did. We were able to scrape it out with a scraper instead of putting a sander to the floor. So we were able to scrape it out. But it was pretty deep. It got at least an eighth of an inch into the wood. But it's amazing how powerful that dye was to go through that rug and into the finish.
Well, we have absolute intimate knowledge of this actual ordeal that you went through and the homeowner went through, because she actually works for us.
That's how you got here, right. Ken. Did you know that?
We had a very good experience with you.
Yeah. That's why you're here.
So there are no dye kits in our house.
No, and there will not be.
And there will not be because of that. But, okay, how about staircases? What's the biggest challenge when you have carpeting on a staircase? You want to remove the carpeting because, again, people like the wood look, and this is what everybody wants these days. So they take the carpeting off the staircase and realize that they have to refinish it. What do they have to do? What do you do? What do they do? So on and so forth.
Well, you need to remove all the tack strip and staples and carpet padding, and just about every staircase has sandable treads, which are the boards that you walk up, whether it be pine or oak, and both of them both refinish very well. Staircases are a lot of detail, so expect to pay several hundred dollars to at least sand the treads and any landings you may have and finish them. Now there are also the sides of the steps called the stringers, and the back of the step called the riser. Those ones are more difficult to get our equipment on because it's a sideways surface. You would have to, really use some type of a stripper for those if you really wanted to get that back to bare wood and try to match the treads. So whenever possible, it's always good to maybe, if you could, if the color is, pretty even on them, maybe just degloss them a little bit, maybe get a coat of polyurethane on them. And even though the treads and the landing might turn out a little bit lighter color, it actually doesn't look too bad, two-tone. But
well, that's the look now. A lot of people are putting, the whites on the risers and doing the natural wood on the tread. And I've seen a lot of that lately. What about the spindles?
Well, spindles, again, you're going to definitely have to get into some type of a stripper, any kind of a rounded curve. You cannot even scrape it. easily.
I can't even imagine. I just painted 100 and some spindles this past summer, and it was the first and last time.
Yeah.
I got that. And then I was given the lattice as well.
She is an excellent painter. Did I tell you that? She is an excellent painter. I did some other services, and she was doing that.
Yeah.
She was speaking a foreign language. I don't know the words she was saying. I have to get a translator because I'm not sure what she...
hot those 3 days. Oh, gosh. But it's done, and it looks really nice. But while I was doing it... So I can't even imagine having to strip or sand something like that.
Even just the treads and the landings are, for us, professionals, it's a lot of detail work and, very...
Very expensive.
Time-consuming.
Yeah, that means time-consuming means expensive.
But for less than $500, a lot of times, if you just do the treads and the landing, you can have the staircase look brand new again. As long as the risers and stringers, maybe can just get a recoat of paint. For less than $500, you can really have it look nice.
Good. Okay. Well, we had really 2 weeks of wonderful discussion with you, Ken Magnata, owner of Magnata Hardwood Floors Company. And how do we get in touch with you, please, sir?
In the phone book, you can look us up. We're listed under Magnata Hardwood Floors, and the business phone number is 347-5825. 347-5825.
Thanks again for giving us your time and wonderful information regarding floors, hardwood floors.
You're welcome, Jackie.
Pat, before we close, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, I would. We have a brick ranch with 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, located at 516 Thomas Drive in the Swinnick section of Dunmore for $189,000. This is a well-maintained home with a finished lower level and a new electrical panel. It has great room sizes, swirled ceilings, a nice eating kitchen with an amazing yard on a nice level lot. It also has a big built-in 2-car garage, so you don't get wet when you bring the groceries in the rain, and all the appliances are included. So if you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in the Swinnick section of Dunmore, give us a call about 516 Thomas Drive for $189,000.
Thank you, Pat. And a historic tax credit has been established in Pennsylvania. Thought I'd throw that out there. It's only taken 16 years of deliberation, but Pennsylvania recently became the 30th state to offer tax credits for restoring designated historic structures. Governor Tom Corbett signed the amendment in July, and it's a state program that will offer a 25% tax credit for the rehabilitation of qualified income-producing buildings that are also using the federal tax credit. The legislation aims to stimulate redevelopment and help revitalize communities that have an abundance of historical properties. And Pennsylvania has been a very strong user of the federal tax credit for many years. And what's been missing is this state tax credit cut. With the current economy, commercial builders are struggling to get off the ground. There are a lot of buildings not being used, and they hope that they see an increase in the development of offices, apartments, and great projects. There are individual project caps of $500,000, and only income-producing properties will be able to use this program. I'll close with my tip today, and if you have nooks and niches, the space between the studs of interior walls is ideal for recessed niches about 14 inches wide. They're right size for shower storage that keeps soaps, shampoos handy without taking up space. Make sure that grout and caulk are well sealed. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
Thank you.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.